Death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. President Biden tells governors that the administration will impose as many as 500 new sanctions on Russia and Russian interests.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Mr. Biden has asked governors to urge House members from their states to pass an aid package for Ukraine. With the South Carolina primary tomorrow, Donald Trump is polling way ahead of former Governor Nikki Haley in her home state. These Republican voters say it's time for her to call it a day.
Trump is so far ahead of her, she has no chance.
If you don't carry your home state, you're going to have a tough time winning down the road.
Florida lawmakers are close to passing a bill that would prohibit kids under 16 from using social media. This 12-year-old is a regular user.
Yes, I do. Not during school, but when I get home, I'm on Pinterest, TikTok, Wattpad reading.
Several Republican-led states have similar laws. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Ethics Commission is accusing GOP State Representative Janelle Branchian and Donald Trump's Joint Fundraising Committee of evading campaign finance laws to steer money towards Robin Voss's primary challenger in 2022. They allege that they, along with others, steered $40,000 in donations to the Langlade County GOP, which they then sent to Adam Steen. The Ethics Commission is recommending local district attorneys to investigate and charge those involved with committing felonies. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation to reallocate $15 million to Chippewa Valley emergency departments was passed by the State Assembly on Thursday. It has now passed both the Assembly and State Senate and goes to Governor Evers for final approval. The legislation is meant to bolster emergency departments in preparation for the impending closure of all HSHS and Provia facilities in the region. The $15 million had originally been earmarked for HSHS to expand their psychiatric bed capacity, but it was never used. The Chippewa County Board passed two motions regarding Sheriff Travis Hakes on Tuesday night. The first motion called to forward the investigation to the district attorney's office and stated the county board had no confidence in Sheriff Hakes. The second directed the board and its committees to only get further information from the sheriff department's chief deputy. The motions passed 19-1. Sheriff Hakes released a statement claiming bias in the investigation from an agenda-driven Madison-based attorney. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks first game back from the All-Star break in Minnesota tonight against the Timberwolves, the first-place team in the NBA Western Conference. But Milwaukee will still be without Chris Middleton, who's been out with an ankle injury since the last time they faced Minnesota on February 8th. Doc Rivers says Chris will be out at least another two more games. Baseball catcher and designated hitter Gary Sanchez is with the Brewers now after failing his team physical. He suffered a right wrist injury during an off-season workout, but now is expected to return in a week or so. NFL, the Packers introducing their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, who left his head coaching job at Boston College to come to Green Bay.
Is a guy that grew up loving football. It's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is like the mecca of the football world to me. Just being here and driving in the Lambo every day, it made a really hard decision a lot easier.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold alongside blustery winds. It's 33 at our studios.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the WBZH studios in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Listen on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh here in beautiful Hayward, the site of the 50th anniversary of the American Birkebeiner from Cable to Hayward. Glad to be here at our WBZH studios this afternoon. It is a beautiful afternoon. Actually, a couple of snowflakes in the air. How about that? Absolutely amazing. We are joined, as always, by our producer and engineer back at the world headquarters in Madison, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, glad to have you along. Welcome back to Hour 2. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF. And yes, there is snow in the air.
There is. That's wild. Here, yeah. Definitely not.
Really?
I don't know what temperature it is, but it is too warm for that. I can tell you that much.
Too warm for snow back in Madison. I can tell you here at the Hayward Studios, we're at 25, which is perfect. A little snow here. Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, said earlier this morning, we can expect maybe, if we're lucky, maybe a quarter inch of snow up in these parts, but probably just going to be flurries here and there. But it's perfect snow-making weather. And again, a lot of people are saying, well, how can they have the Birkebeiner when it was 60 degrees in parts of Wisconsin this week? Well, they've been making snow at night and then trucking it in and meticulously grooming these trails that go throughout the woods in Cable. And instead of going from Cable, about 22 miles north of here, down to Hayward, they've done a 10-kilometer loop through the woods up in Hayward, or pardon me, in Cable. And so they're going to be doing this 10-kilometer loop for all the races up there.
We did.
But people
also
are happy. Go ahead.
We got some texts the other day we didn't have time to get to because, you know, we had some serious topics to talk about, some breaking news. But something we could return to, they were asking about the environmental impact and the energy usage of making snow. And you know what? I don't know how much energy that uses. I don't know.
I mean, I think it depends on the, I don't know exactly, you know, off the top of my head, but I mean, there are snow making machines that a lot of ski hills use and that sort of thing. But, you know, I don't know. I think at some point, I mean, the economic impact that this has on this community, I'm sure millions of dollars that it brings into the area. And also, you know, just the overall human vibe. And I think that's the important thing to focus on here is that by having this event, it's bringing people from all over the world. It's an international event. People are getting to know one another better. It's breaking down barriers. And it's just making people feel good. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. You know,
I agree.
I mean, there are a lot of things to complain about, and you can nitpick a lot of different things. But, you know, I say bring on the snowmaking machines and let it fly. You know, let's have some skiing. Let's have some happiness here.
As long as they're not just like shooting salt into the lake or something.
Well, no,
but I strongly doubt that that's happening.
There's no salt. We're not making homemade ice cream, for goodness sake.
Right, yeah, right.
You know, I mean, we're...
It was a bad example,
salt.
But...
There's no salt involved. There's simply snow-making machines. That's all it is. It's a merry time up here at the American Birkenbeiner. We're going to catch up with a couple of interviews here. Catherine Lake, our program director, has joined me the last couple of days. Really, really appreciate it. And she went out and she was at the trailhead up at Cable, and she was here on the streets of Hayward and talking to a lot of folks. And so I'm going to let Mr. Zommers kind of pick at random here which one he wants to play first. But we're going to play a couple of these interviews for you and discuss them just a bit. But again, as we were talking with Brady Ewing last hour, and again, many thanks to Brady for joining us, former Badger athlete, the athleticism of these folks, and granted, some of the races are the professional Birkenbeiner, some are more amateur athletes. There's a under 20 race going on, I believe, right now up on Cable. But it's the spirit of the athlete, just dedicating yourself to a goal and then achieving that. The athleticism and the overall, hey, I'm not going to let this get me down. So here now, one of the interviews from Catherine Lake from this week of people participating in the American Birkenbeiner, the 50th annual here in Hayward and Cable, Wisconsin.
And the first one we have is a family who came all the way from Switzerland.
What's your name?
Sophia Velliser.
Oh my gosh, that's a heck of a name. Is that what kind of name is that?
That is, I guess, originally a Czech surname that got, Anglicanized when my grandfather moved to the U.S.
Or
my grandfather's parents. I'm not sure.
Very good. But, yeah. So you're here for the Berkey.
Yes.
Did you go to ski today?
No, we just got here.
You just got in town.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah. Also, I'm amazed that they're having the Berkey this year at all. It's incredible. There's no snow. I don't see a fleck of snow here. And for them to make like a 10-kilometer track, it's insane.
It's insane. You haven't seen it yet then?
No, but I saw photos. You did. And it looks good.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Is this your first Berkey?
No, this is my third Berkey to date, I think. I did a couple when I was younger, but the thing has been like 5 years since the last one, so I'm excited.
Very excited. But, yeah. And you are?
Greg Velliser, Sophia's father.
Very good. And you've done the Berkey before?
Yes, this will be my seventh.
Seventh?
Mm-hmm.
And are you excited about it? Do you think it's going to be okay without snow on the ground here in Hayward?
Well, I'm still excited about it. Yeah, I'd prefer to be coming down the main street of Hayward, but it's amazing that they can do it at all, so we're happy to be here to do it, yeah.
And you'll be here next year, of course.
I hope so, yeah. We live in Switzerland, so...
You do live in Switzerland.
We don't get here every year, but we get here probably at least half the time, at least one of us.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Have a good day.
That many thanks to Catherine Lake for that great interview there with the folks from Switzerland. But so cool to be walking down the street here late afternoon after we got done at the show and early evening. You hear all kinds of different accents. You hear some different foreign languages. But people have smiles on their face. There was one event that happens downtown Hayward here, usually in the middle of town on a snow-packed road, usually. And they have a huge, giant pair of skis that have six different slots put feet in. So you have what it amounts to are teams of six, and they dress up in different costumes, and then they put on these giant skis, a pair of giant skis, and they race each other down the street in these giant skis. And so it's just kind of a novelty fun thing. Well, you can't do that per se on skis with no snow. So again, they got creative. They put like roller skate wheels on these giant skis, and people dressed up anyway, and they came out and they had a great time.
That's just hilarious, honestly.
Right?
And it kind of reminds me of the sausage race with the costumes and stuff.
A little bit, yeah. And people were dressed up. Some people had like, kind of like Day of the Dead skeleton costumes. Others came like in Viking or traditional, I guess, Birkenbeiner costumes. Some were just dressed in, goofy costumes. But it was kids. It was adults. The community was here. The law enforcement were joining in. It was a great celebration of community here in Hayward. So that was just a great thing, the international part of it. Continuing on, Mr. Zommers, what do we have queued up next here in terms of interviews at the American Birkenbeiner?
Next up, we have an individual who's pretty local, who he's been to a couple of Berkeys,
as you'll see here.
I did the Berkey Open Track Classic today. Three laps, 30 kilometers.
How did it feel?
I feel good. I'm glad I was able to do it. They did an amazing job with the course layout. It was challenging but interesting, and just they did a great job with
plenty of snow.
Plenty of snow. Did they
bring it in? Did they make
They make snow. They have trails open during the winter with machine-made snow, and then they made mountains of snow, and this last weekend they were out with front-end loaders and dump trucks and spreading it around and grooming it and everything, getting it all set up. So it was an amazing thing. And
have you done it before, the Berkey?
This is my 30th
Berkey.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Peter Voorhees, Hayward High School, class of 68. I live in the Keweenaw Peninsula of Upper Michigan now, and we do have some snow up there, but not like usual. So yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks. There you go. Class of 68. I mean, been doing this for 30 years. And you know, that guy probably obviously not a professional athlete, but it's more of a tradition. I know a lot of places in Wisconsin have festivals where they have maybe a 3 or 5K or 10K run during the summer months, that sort of thing. Or maybe it's a boat race or a kayak race. One of the great things about Wisconsin, in my opinion, are all the small town festivals. And one of the goals of this year for this show is I want to go to more of these. So if you have a suggestion of a small town festival, give us a shout on any of our social pages there, or give us an email as well if you want to at Todd, T-O-D-D, dot Alba, A-L-L, B as in boy, A-U-G-H, at civicmedia.us. So you can always email us or call us if you have a suggestion of a small town festival or any festival in Wisconsin you would like us to cover. I can tell you right now where I'll be in September. We will be at the biannual Monroe Cheese Days. It's such a big festival, you could only have it every other year. And this, 2024, is one of the years for the Monroe Cheese Day. So we will be down there for like a Thursday and Friday of that week for sure. And we'll bring you as much of it as we possibly can. It's one of the best small town festivals in Wisconsin. Monroe Cheese Day is down in beautiful Greene County in September. So mark your calendars. You cannot get a better fried cheese curd. It's so popular, there's a line just to get the tickets. And then there's another line to get the cheese curds. And there's a big tent with like free cheese samples. You can also buy cheese there. Fantastic event. So we'll talk more about that as we approach that time in Monroe. Talking about a couple other sporting events happening today. If you are a Wisconsin high school wrestling fan and you know of a young man, a wrestler who is wrestling at the state tournament, you can tune in to WRCO, the old home radio station in Richland Center, 100.9 FM. Bill Twining and the crew have coverage of that today and tomorrow on WRCO FM. And if you say, well, I don't live in Richland Center, no worries. Simply download the Civic Media app to your Android or Apple cell phone, their iPhone, and go scroll down to WRCO, Country and Community. Normally it's a country station, but special coverage of the WIAA wrestling tournament, and you can find that on WRCO on your cell phone or on your Civic Media app there via your cell phone. Rico from Rock County checking in. Rico, about a minute left here. It's you want to wait until we come back? All right. Mr. Zotter is telling me we have Rico is here. Rico is not. Yes, Rico is here, but he's going to wait on the line patiently until we come back here from doing a little business. We'll take Rico's call when we come back, and we'll also start talking about what's happening down south as far as CPAC goes. A little politics here for a Friday. Don't go anywhere. We are live from Hayward at the Birkebeiner, American Birkebeiner, that is, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California.
This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 20 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this TGIF, a Friday here at the America Birkebeiner. We are in our studios in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. WBZH, the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. on your dial locally. If you're listening locally here in Hayward or the Great North, want to head up to cable at the trailhead there, do so now, because I'm telling you, not just great skiing, but you could also support a great local community event, the Lions Club of Hayward, doing a great food tent, some German brats, some hot pretzels, other beverages, and assorted food as well. So head on up there if you're in the area of Hayward to Cable, Wisconsin, and help out the Hayward Lions Club this afternoon. They'll be here all weekend long with some great food as well. If you'd like to join us on this Friday, always happy to have you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Rico, my friend, thanks for holding there through the break. Welcome back to the show. What say you, Mr. Rico, on this Friday?
Hey, how you doing there, Tad?
Yeah, I am fine as a feather.
I just think it's great how, you know, Wisconsin does have a lot of these get-togethers and festivals, and it's always fun. You know, it doesn't even matter what time of the year it is or different ones. Hey, by the way, I wanted to ask you, how do you pronounce it? The Birkebeiner? The Birkebeiner?
Birkebeiner. Yeah. I assume it's Swedish or Norwegian. Pardon me, Norwegian.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah, Birkebeiner. Some people say Berkey. Oh. I saw it's Birkebeiner, but I think most people here pronounce it Birkebeiner.
We'll just go with Berkey. That's cool.
Exactly. Anyway, that's the short version.
Yeah, we can handle that, right? Hey, yes. Is this the place where they do the bar stool races, where they attach skis to the bottom of bar stools and they have the bar stool race? Because some friends of mine used to go to that annually.
Really?
Are they doing up at the Berkey?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Again, they were supposed to do this big, like, oversized ski race downtown Hayward, and they ended up putting roller skate wheels on it to make it happen, which was ingenious. It was fun to watch. I'm not sure about the bar stools on skis, because again, there's the only place there's actual snow is, you know, on the trail proper, and you can't go on there unless you're skiing. So if they do normally do it, I would say probably not going to happen this year.
I just looked that up, and the the annual bar stool races are in Drummond. Yes. Wisconsin.
Oh,
and it takes place tomorrow. So if you can head on over there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry. No, I looked at that incorrectly. It was last weekend. Never mind. You missed it. See, it's the 24th annual, man. So I thought it was on the 24th. But no, that is not correct.
You can always rely on us here at the Tom Allball Show to tell you the news that happened last week. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I can tell you this, Rico.
I've heard
that. Yeah, go ahead. No, I was going to say, Catherine Lake and I had a couple of drinks last night, and she was ready to put a bar stool on a pair of skis, but I said, no, we can't do that.
Hey, going back to yesterday, as long as you mentioned having some drinks, I did want to share, you know, really, I've actually updated that Miracle on Ice about 15 years ago. Todd, okay. I quit drinking sodas, pops, whatever we call it here in Wisconsin.
Right.
I quit about 14 years ago drinking that. So what I've done, the recipe's the same. You still need a full glass of ice, and I prefer the Korbels. But I'm hearing rumors about Charlie's got a brandy out now, so I might have that real tasty there. But anyway, so the recipe stays the same, except for now I've moved on to just plain water at first, and you know that was a little bland. So what I do is it's a full glass of ice, half a glass of Korbels. And fill it up with water, and then on the top, you want to sprinkle just a dash of Rosie's lime juice, and if you have a lime handy, put a slice of lime in it. I actually like this version a whole lot better than the original. So I just thought I'd throw it out to listeners. Full disclosure, and I know there's some healthy people trying to be healthy nowadays. You know.
You're nothing but on top of things, Rico. We appreciate it. And maybe we should just this summer come down and we'll do like, you know, Rico's bartending. And we'll just, you know, we'll do drinks in Beloit or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I got a big place on the river and you're all welcome. I got a fire pit and a big place on the river. We'll have a great day. We can broadcast right from the Rock River in Rock County.
That's not a bad idea at all.
Hey, buddy. Well, I'll let you continue with the rest of your show, man.
Thanks, always a pleasure, Rico. Thank you so very much. Rico in Rock County. Well, there you go. I mean, you know, news, weather, sports, and bartending tips. You never know what you're going to find on a Friday here at the show.
Absolutely. And I will say, taking soda out of cocktails, usually a good move. Because, drinking hard liquor, generally not good for you. Drinking hard liquor and soda, even worse.
Why is that?
You know, I don't know. Maybe something about the sugar?
Well, yeah, I suppose. I mean, not too much sugar is, you know, but we only have so much time, Mr. Zomers, and why not enjoy it?
I'm not saying I don't drink a good old mixed beverage every now and then.
Right? Nothing wrong with that at all. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you on a TGIF. We'll call Opaline Friday if you want to call in and give us a shout out. I promise we're going to get to this today. We're going to hear from Illinois Governor J.R. Pritzker. And he had this great commencement speech to Northwestern here a while back. And he challenged the graduating people. He said, what's the best way to spot an idiot? And you know, not looking in the mirror. You know, the best way to spot idiot is somebody, well, I'll let them tell the story. But you're not going to want to miss this, so stick around for that. And we're also going to talk about the CPAC thing as well. But we're running up against the clock here, so I'm not sure if we should start that now or not. 2 minutes, Mr. Zomer says. I asked this yesterday. Have you ever been to the Birkenbinder?
I have not. I've never been to Hayward.
Really? Never? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never
came up here to see the sights?
No, I haven't.
You're a hunter. You're a bear. Where do you go bear hunting at?
So there's a couple of places, but mainly up by my dad's side of the family owns a cabin near Rhinelander. It's like 20 minutes away. So a little farther west, not quite as north as Hayward.
Yeah, beautiful area there, Rhinelander, Eagle River as well. Some of the cool places over there. They have the big snowmobile championships every year over there at Rhinelander and that area. But again, no snow, so hard
to make it difficult.
Absolutely. Any big plans here for the weekend, Mr. Zomers, by the way?
I do have plans. I am going to a Magic the Gathering convention in Chicago because I'm a big nerd. And also because I won a contest, got some very expensive cards, and there's one that I'm going to try and sell for like $300.
I can't. We're going to talk about that in Mr. Zomer's Board Game of the Week segment coming up later on. So you're not going to want to miss that either. When we come back, we're going to talk CPAC. What kind of disturbing craziness is happening now? We'll play the cuts for you. We'll let you decide on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Elmo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned at 1:29. Your news starts now.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's tuition reciprocity agreement with Minnesota may be changed. Reciprocity lets students from one state pay in-state tuition in the other state. A bill that passed the Assembly yesterday would redirect excess tuition money to the Wisconsin university they attend instead of the state's general fund. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for helping tribal hospitals and clinics get bigger Medicaid reimbursements. James Crawford is the Forest County Potawatomi chairman. He's also thankful for the state's efforts to boost affordable housing.
This is not an easy problem to fix, but the package of bipartisan bills you passed and signed into law will make positive steps to creating more affordable housing options in our communities.
Crawford gave yesterday's State of the Tribes address. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Oakleaf Medical Network has announced it will be expanding all 26 of its clinics in the Chippewa Valley to meet the increased demand for health care. The organization has added service, expanded its capacity, and increased the number of available appointments it has. Most notably, Oakleaf will be adding primary health care capacity, as many are set to lose their provider with the closure of HSHS and Purveya. A press release announcing the expansion did not provide an update on Oakleaf's plan to buy the HSHS hospitals. The Ellie Phillips Memorial Public Library has launched a fellowship program to allow people with autism to express themselves through art and technology. The program will be run by a nonprofit called Islands of Brilliance, and it is designed for people with autism in transitional stages of life. The library will host sessions every other Wednesday afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30 until September. Anyone who is interested in participating in the program can register online at the Islands of Brilliance website. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. HBO has decided to renew True Detective for a fifth season. The show is coming off its fourth and most popular, if not critically acclaimed, season yet. Deadline reports that it is still unclear if the storyline will be a continuation of the most recent True Detective, Night Country, or completely unrelated. Here's a pitch for season 5. The cast has to investigate why season 2 sucked. Can an actor be too old to do a sex scene? One of my favorite actors, Mark Ruffalo, thought yes, but agreed to do one anyway in Oscar-nominated Poor Things. Ruffalo said he's never had to do a scene where he appeared naked and did not want to subject viewers to that much of him. A true professional, though, Ruffalo agreed to do the scene in the name of comedy and to viewer disgust. Don't worry, Mark, I'm half kidding. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold alongside blustery winds. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Yeah.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock and hour 2 here of the show. I appreciate you being along with us. We are live here in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin at our studios at WBZH, the Buzz of the North. 9:10 a.m. We are here covering the 50th annual America Birkebeiner Ski Race. We'll have more of Catherine Lake's interviews with some of the participants coming up next hour, so stay tuned for that. Not going to want to miss that. Right now, though, we invite all of you to give us a call if you want to join in on the show. I have an open line Friday here, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go to the phone lines. Mark from Purtisac calling in for a Friday. Mark, always good to have you along. What say you?
Yeah, you kind of shifted my gears a little bit. They're talking about the CPAC conference. And I wonder what kind of monstrous stuff is going to show up at this thing. What kind of more embrace of open embracement of fascism is going to go on? Because, you know, whether they'll be infiltrated with all sorts of Russian assets at a recent conference, or people adjacent to Russian assets, you know, via Viktor Orban from Hungary or some other, you know, neo-fascists. What kind of nonsense they're going to spew, that Marjorie Taylor Greene with her family values is probably going to be there. I just saw a little headline today where Marjorie Taylor Greene was telling women to stop tempting Christian men, and which I just about gagged on that, because didn't she just, her marriage just end because of her infidelities with her, you know, probably
multiple infidelities. She claimed it was her husband, but you know, who knows, I'm not sure. You want to hang on, Mark? Do you want me to play the cut, and sure, then we'll get your comments on the other side? You want to do that?
Sure.
All right. Just hang on a second, Mark. So here's what Mark's talking about. This is the Conservative Political Action Conference, and for those that might not know, it was started in large part by Newt Gingrich, the former House Speaker for Republicans back in the late 80s, going into the 90s. Of course, he wasn't Speaker yet; he was just a Congressman. But it was this conservative group. And they tended to go more kind of the Jerry Falwell, more really religious, conservative kinds of folks. But here, this is how long it's been around. Because I remember as a former Republican, you know, left the party in 2011, but as a former Republican, I remember we used to get cassette tapes, not CDs, but cassette tapes in the mail from CPAC. And you would put them in your tape player or whatever. And they would say things kind of innocuous, like, hey, if you're going to do door-to-doors, make sure that you are talking about, you know, things that relate to people you're trying to convince, and, you know, go this time of day, and here's how you relate to people. It was just kind of basic grassroots, innocuous types of advice for the most part. It really wasn't super ideological per se. But over time, it's really gone to the far, far right of what used to be the Republican Party, now the MAGA Trump Party. But this is the Conservative Political Action Conference down south happening this week. And I came across this and I was just gobsmocked. I was speechless, quite frankly. This is a guy named Jack Posobiec, who spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference this week, talking about how they intend to end democracy. I did not make that up. You're not hearing it wrong. Let's play the clip from CPAC this week.
All right. Welcome. Welcome. I just wanted to say welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. We'll replace it with this right here.
All right. Amen.
That's right. Because all glory is not to government. All glory to God.
So that's Jack Posobiec at the Conservative Political Action Conference. What he was holding up, and it's kind of hard to see from the video, it was either a Catholic crucifix or a necklace with a cross at the end of it. And so what they're saying out loud is that we intend to end democracy and replace it with far-right Christian theocracy. that we're going to, and he says right there, we tried to do this on January 6th, didn't quite happen, but we're here to finish the job. Adam Kinzinger, former Republican congressman, was part of the bipartisan January 6th committee with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Adam Kinzinger said, this week, he said, there is no difference between what these people want to do and what the Taliban did, which is create a country based on a religion. Our constitution's, that's not what we are. We are a democratic republic, and the constitution is the rule of the law, not any one particular document of faith. Bring Mark back to the line. Mark, after hearing the comments here from CPAC, what are your thoughts?
Well, precisely. I mean, I read, you know, I just got done rereading during the last deer season, Sarah Vowell's book, Rudy Shipmates, about the Puritans. And this kind of folds into the Puritan ideology that the government is actually a stand-in for the fifth commandment, obey thy father and thy mother. You got to weave in the first commandment, there is God, and that government is a stand-in for God. That any, you know, people thinking they can govern themselves is kind of a violation of that commandment. That they don't think we should govern ourselves. They think we should be governed by, you know, the elect, and in this case themselves. And that, and strictly under their biblical teachings. What amazes me is that most of these people, you know, that have woven into this stuff, they aren't in conformity with what the Puritans did, because the Puritans, any kind of deviation from the Puritan ideology was likely to get either driven out of the colony, you know, flogged and driven out of the colony, or hung for heresy. I mean, that it is just, you read about Anne Hutchinson or Roger Williams or Mary Dwyer, a Quaker who was repeatedly driven out of, Puritan New England, and when she came back, the last time she came back, they hung her for preaching Quaker beliefs. And that if we do not think that that would happen here, that maybe not to that quite that degree, but I think there's some of these people who would be perfectly happy, you know, that those of us who do not conform would be persecuted as heretics. And hyperbolic there.
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, Trump has said he's going to, in a second term, that he's going to mobilize the military against people who, you know, he deems as, you know, the opposition. I mean, this is not unlike what's happening in Russia right now. I don't think that's, and you know, Trygve Olson from the Lincoln Project, who joins us every Wednesday, says again and again, and he has worked against autocracies around the world, that autocrats, dictators, they will tell you exactly what they plan to do. And that's what's happening here. Really appreciate the call. Thanks so much for calling in. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to go back to the phone lines in a minute, but let's play one more cut, Mr. Zomeris, from the CPAC conference. This is Trump's henchman, Steve Bannon, who is also down there talking to CPAC. This is what Steve Bannon says is going to go on if Trump gets back in office.
MAGA will govern for 50 years. President Trump will be the single most important president since Abraham Lincoln. So let's make it happen.
A little distorted, not due to Mr. Zomers, but just due to the poor quality of the cut. But in case you couldn't hear it, Steve Bannon said MAGA will govern for 50 years, and that Trump will be the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. They're making no bones about it. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to relinquish power. Satan's going to be there for 50 years. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack calling in. Jack, always a pleasure. What say you?
Well, first thing I want to say, thanks for taking my call, by the way. First thing I want to say is that I heard an interview from one of the MAGA supporters, and one of his comments was, if I wanted to live in a democracy, I wouldn't vote for Trump. These guys have no concept of what they're talking about. Some years ago, I flew into, I won't name it, but it was an African country. And they had a president for life. Mm-hmm. And when I flew in and got off the airplane, there were soldiers. I mean, we're not talking about Homeland Security. We're talking about right. military soldiers patrolling the airport in case of some kind of terrorist attack. And, of course, they had appropriate weapons for patrolling an airport. They're called Uzis. Those mm-hmm. things don't have a real exact targeting ability. Right. I also flew into the Soviet Union when it was still the Soviet Union. I had a valid visa. We had to bribe the officials to let us get off the airplane because we were Americans at the time. Still mm-hmm. are. Taking in some sights with some people from St. Petersburg, and all of a sudden there was a group of about five or six, and they were maybe teenagers, maybe a little older, and they just bumped into all of us, and they started pulling at our back. We had backpacks on, small ones. And they started pulling, trying to open them and get more inside, and we managed to get free of them before any damage was done or they got anything. But then I said to my Russian friends, I said, I was just about ready to yell for the police. And she looked at me and she just laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Because this would be totally ineffective in that situation. Yeah.
I always appreciate you sharing the insight there, Jack. I mean, people that don't think that or think that this kind of thing can't happen in the United States are fooling themselves. And again, if you look at history and people like Trigvi Olsen, who comes on the show, who has actually gone up against autocrats and autocratic governments, they will telegraph exactly what they plan to do. And here you have people at the Conservative Political Action Conference this week saying that they plan to get rid of democracy and replace it with theocracy and finish the job. And Steve Bannon saying if Trump gets in, that MAGA will rule for 50 years. Appreciate the call. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Matt in Middleton listening in on WMDX. Thanks for listening, Matt. What say you?
Hey, Todd. This is definitely a perilous time. I think that's why Trump said he liked the poorly educated. They do not want an educated public because all this ignorance and this support of Trump and the MAGA, like you just mentioned, they do not understand what is coming and the changes and the difference the country would be with Trump and if he got away with what he wants. It would be the end of human rights. They want to take women back to like 100 years ago or something. And people of color that are buying into the Trump thing is the biggest question and mystery to me because they have no idea how much harder things are going to get for them. Mm-hmm. And as far as Russia, they're obviously here in our government. There's a big connection between the Russian Orthodox Church, which is behind Putin's power, and the Christian white nationalism here in America. They are bed brothers. They have the same belief systems. They are very anti-homosexual. They want women back in their place. They don't want human rights. They want everything. They want a bunch of very good sheep, you know, to line up the pews and be ready to go to war for them, for any of their causes. It's very scary. And I think the Biden administration needs to get on the war footing with this. They're way too soft on this. The media is too soft on this. This whole both sides of the same kind of thing is just nonsense. This is a very dangerous time and we need to take it seriously. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Matt. Thank you so much, Matt in Middleton, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Matt brings up a good point. And we talked about this yesterday for quite a while. This decision this week in the Alabama State Supreme Court, where the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court in this ruling saying that, you know, an embryo is a human outside the body when people are trying to use in virtual fertilization in order to conceive. And saying that if one of those in frozen is discarded, that that's murder. Murder. It's about controlling women. Come back, take more of your calls on the other side. The Todd Ball Show from Hayward, Wisconsin. Your calls and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Civic Media Radio Network from Hayward.
You're
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show for a Friday TGIF, the 24th of February, 2024. We're glad to have you along with us. 24th or 23rd year? 23rd, pardon me, a day ahead already. We are reporting live from the Hayward, Wisconsin, the site of the Birkebeiner. We'll have more coverage of the Birkebeiner next hour, so don't want to miss that. Stay tuned for that. Right now, discussing what's happening at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Long an arm of the Republican Party, now the Trump MAGA Republican Party, and this speaker, this Jack Posobiec, was saying, we played the cup for you, just flat out, this is the end of democracy, he said. We're going to replace it with this, as he held up a cross, a theocracy. And saying that they tried to do this on January 6th, but they're going to finish the job. And then Steve Bannon, the Trump henchman, comes on. We played the cut. He's saying if Trump gets back in, that MAGA will rule for 50 years. And claiming that Trump will be the best president since Abraham Lincoln. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go to the phone lines. Joe in Madison, appreciate you holding Joe through the break. Joe, what say you?
I would say that the question to ask is, which cross? Excuse me, which cross? And I think that Mark, in his direct way, is so wonderful when he describes, he's so able to bring history into things. It was no picnic back in the early days of this country in terms of religions fighting with each other. And the wonderful thing we were able to locate is a way to say, we don't have a church. We don't have a national church. We aren't like, for example, Saudi Arabia or Iceland has a national church. We don't do that. We don't do that. We allow, and I think a way to get a really good look at this is to go to what's called the National Cemetery Administration. This is what goes on headstones for any soldier who has served in the U.S. military. And my God, just the arrangement of different crosses that we have, Presbyterian, Russian Orthodox, Lutheran cross, a Unitarian flaming chalice, a Mormon, Angel of Mormon cross. I mean, and then you start to get into, and these have all been okayed by the government because they represent a system of beliefs that people have. The medicine wheel, the hammer of Thor for going from the Norse religion, Shinto religion, Druid. I mean, there are 98 of them listed on this site. And what they say is that if you can say that you have another system of belief that you want an emblem for, we will consider it and put it in and put it on your headstone. And think about this. That's 98 different religions recognized by different kinds of headstones by the Veterans Administration. What does that say about religion and the variety of religions that we have in our country? And the insult to say to soldiers that may have been fighting and have a headstone for, let's say, the Dove of Peace is one that's listed, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, Shinto, as I mentioned. All of these have the same value that Christianity has. They have the same importance because the same kind of soldier was fighting for our people.
and they deserve to have different religions recognized. I think it is abhorrent. We ought to be appalled. We ought to, I mean, this is fury-making to think that there would be one religion that would be in, that would have dominance in our culture. And I don't care which one it is that has, that seeks dominance. None of them have dominance. They're all equal, because that's what we're supposed to be about. And look at the headstones of the different soldiers, different religions in our nation's military cemeteries, and put the brakes on this idea that we are a theocracy. I would like to know whether that guy who was, you know, waving that flag to say, or waving that paper to say, we're going to be a theocracy, had ever served in the military. I think that would be an interesting thing to ask. Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Jill. Thanks for bringing that. You know, Jill always has great information. We appreciate her calls from Madison there. And it brings to mind, I can't remember the exact date, from 1945, of course, I should say, but it's the anniversary of the raising of Iwo Jima today. This morning I was filled in for Pat Kreitlow along with Greg Bach, and we were talking about this in Today in History. And Greg so accurately brought up that one of the people that is depicted in the raising of the flag of Iwo Jima, which actually, of course, happened, was an indigenous person, a Native American. And Joe brings up a great point that think about how many Native Americans, after, you know, white people took over and took control of Native lands, indigenous lands, still fought in the military in various wars, World War II amongst them. And think about honoring their faith, the Native American faith. And she's absolutely right. They're one of the great blessings about the United States is we don't have a state religion. We can worship whomever and whatever we choose, or nothing at all. That's what makes, part of what makes America great, is we're not a country of a religion or an ethnicity or a land. We are a nation of ideals. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Andrew, listening in from Waukesha, WAUK, the Shaw. Andrew, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And I certainly did appreciate the last caller's exposition there. But I tell you what, given the fact that there is such a diversity of religion in this country, why in the world do you guys kick up so much dust and actually think like there's some plot to impose theocracy? You know, just because Jack Posobiec goes and makes an ass of himself in a public setting doesn't mean the Republican Party platform is to install a theocracy. And yet you guys somehow work yourselves up into this tizzy and never actually explain how that would actually work. Because go to a church that isn't like any other church, and I'm sure you go to a church that isn't like any other church. And how exactly are they going to enforce this theocracy on the American people without some kind of pushback?
Well, I think it's a great question, and I appreciate you bringing up the point. I would point you not to me, an independent, or any Democrat. I'd point you to Republicans, because last weekend, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson held what was supposed to be a leadership conference for Republican leadership of the House in Florida, and fellow Republicans left that and came out upset because they Republicans said that Mike Johnson turned it into a Christian revival. And said, we're not here for a church service or a revival. We were here to talk about what our agenda was supposed to be moving forward. So I would point you to fellow Republicans who have witnessed this firsthand and are upset about it. The fact that Donald Trump continues to be, and his advisors continue to be in bed and don't call this out. I mean, normally, if you had someone like George W. Bush, who was a person of devout faith, But he would call this out. And so I would simply say the fact that Republicans aren't willing to call this out, and the fact that if you look at history, that autocrats and dictators will telegraph what they plan to do, that's what makes it dangerous. But I appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. Really, really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. More calls on the other side. We'll come back with hour three, our final hour three, before Maggie Dawn takes over that time slot next week. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks. comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden has announced some 500 new sanctions on Russian interests as the Ukraine war starts its third year and a